In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, please be seated.
Amen.
Since Christ Church has been without a priest in residence, as senior warden, I have realized one of the most moving parts of the vocational life is the sacred privilege and honor of listening to the cares, joys, and concerns in people's lives. Nothing can compare to the extremes that a person experiences in performing this sacred act of listening. The tremendous highs and the lowest of lows. It is interesting to weigh what emotion or feeling a person feels most keenly as she listens. Of all of the various expressed emotions, one seems to be at the root of so much that we live with and struggle with in this life. And that emotion is fear. The actual issue seems to matter little, and it is most often not expressed on the front end of the conversation at the beginning of what the person has to say. In fact, sometimes it is even often unknown to those who are expressing it, and yet it is there in so many ways. In so many issues of life, so many times a day, fear. And that is what the readings are about today, fear. So much of our existence can be somehow brought into focus by asking the question, what are you afraid of? Fear begins or enters in when we realize that much in life does not make any sense. It seems irrational. And so we don't know what to do with it. And whenever we don't know what to do with something, we have fear. As we read through the scriptures, the message moves on to don't give up. Have faith. Trust Jesus Christ is the one in whom we can hope. Jesus Christ is the one in whom we can trust. Jesus Christ is the one in whom we can place our fears and faith, because Jesus Christ is faithful. That is why the writer writes, by faith, by faith, by faith. It is more like a rhythm of a heartbeat than the pulse of repeated push-ups. It matters that we keep giving it another try, even though we feel fear. It's Jesus' faith that makes the difference. Our faith in Jesus, our confidence in Jesus, lets us do the things we fear, the things we couldn't do otherwise. Jesus can see a future that we can't. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Remember, the treasure of heaven is relationships. We are the treasure of heaven for each other. Now, our fear often remains hidden, and we become good at that. If it is not hidden, it comes out in us in ways that those around us and even us rarely understand. We fear things, people, ideas, time, love, and even the night. We often fear that which we cannot change. And then, ironically, we fear change. We are afraid of something different, and our lives may not be the same. And as strange as it is, and I know this for a fact, even if it is a better life, we are still afraid of it. All of these passages today are about this. Jesus was so adept at this. He says it many times and in many places. Be not afraid. The things we fear can teach us. Lift up your eyes and see the places far off, whether or not we think anybody is listening. God hears us, and that is the most important measure of all. Even a little bit of faith, even a little bit of openness, even a little bit of seeking and acknowledging God can lead to hope and joy and strength and peace and a future without fear, but one of which we can be assured and confident. Faith is not being sure where you are going, fearing what comes next, but going anyway. A journey without a map. Of course, in some cases, fear is quite good. The fear of heights keeps us away from falling off tall buildings, and the fear of fire keeps us safe when we encounter it. If you look deep enough, what we are fearful of admitting is that we're only limited by our choices. In other words, it is not that we can't, it is that we choose not to. This is how fear rules us. When Jesus says, "Do not be afraid," it is likely that he was plenty smart enough to know we would be. He also was plenty smart enough to know that to rule something out of your life, you must know you have it in your life in the first place. So fear may be actually teaching us to let the scales fall from our eyes, to trust, to have faith in this guy named Jesus. The absence of fear is achieved only when we are filled with love. Being filled with love for God is the door we open to enter the kingdom where there is no fear. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Have you made waffles lately, or pancakes, or muffins? Anything that involves a batter containing bacon powder, a leavening agent. The batter doesn't look like much, and if you're a baker with yeast, at least you have a clue that something good is going to happen when it comes out of the oven. But this is what we call quick breads. And there's a surprise with quick breads. It's that leavening agent. And that's really a surprise for us. There sits the batter in a bowl. We old timers know what to expect, so the miracle is often wasted upon us. But make waffles for a young person, and you will be reminded of the miracle effected by a hot waffle iron and a little patience. The batter goes in. Wait until the steaming stops. And voila! Breakfast, slathered in butter and anointed with maple syrup, it becomes a feast. So next time you're trying to wrap your mind around faith or worrying that you don't have any or enough, just think about making waffles and trust what comes out of the waffle iron will look and taste better than what went in. Remember that faith is not being sure where you are going, but going anyway. The miracle of plain old batter turning into that scrumptious waffle. A journey without a map. Be not afraid. Trust in your Lord. Amen.